Fine, he's Abner. I believe that's Irene.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Abner's father, Finus Peabody, attired in his best clothes and bearing a bouquet of goldenrod, attended the golden wedding anniversary of Grandpa and Grandma Masters. And somehow, Finus managed to break up not only the party, but the old couple as well. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone.
Cedric's on his way over here now, huh? Well, that's fine, Miss Weehawn. I'm sorry to have bothered you again. It's fine. Well, much obliged anyway. All right. Goodbye.
What are you so anxious to get Cedric over here for, Em?
Papa wants to see him.
Well, your papa ain't here today.
Well, he will be pretty soon, Mom.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. I thought we agreed that you was going to keep your papa away from the store here.
I know we did, Mom, but...
It ain't that I don't like him now. It just seems like something always happens when he's around. Something always goes wrong.
I know it, but, Mom, he's got to go summers. Mose Moots don't want him down there at the barber shop, and Elizabeth don't want him hanging around the place over there. Fact says, Elizabeth ain't speaking to him no more.
Oh, it started already, huh?
Yeah. Started last night.
Spirit of that.
Papa don't know it yet, though.
You mean he don't know Elizabeth ain't speaking to him?
No. He ain't stopped talking to her long enough yet to find out if she's answering him back or not.
Hmm.
And long as she ain't speaking to him, why, she can't tell him she ain't speaking.
Well, he wouldn't hear her tell him, no way.
No, more likely not.
But what does he have to come down here today for?
Well, he said he had something special. He wants to show Vesper.
Vesper?
Cedric, I mean. Papa still thinks that Cedric is Vesper Hawkins.
Well, Cedric's beginning to think that, too.
He is.
Why, sure. The other day in Sunday school, they called on Vesper Hawkins to get up and lead the singing. Cedric stood up. Couldn't hardly get him to sit down again.
Yeah. Well, Cedric gets mixed up on things awful easy.
Well, who wouldn't around your papa? What is this special junk he wants to show Cedric?
Why, it ain't nothing.
Well, what is it?
Well, I forget now, Lum.
Abner, tell me what it is.
Well, you don't have to listen to it, Lum.
Listen to it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean he's going to read something to Cedric?
Well, sort of, I think.
Is it that scrapbook of his called The History and Main Facts About the Peabody Family and All Its Branches?
Yeah.
There's a fear to that. Now, listen here, Abner.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. I told Papa he'd have to read it in a low voice.
I don't care if he reads it in an invisible voice. He ain't going to read it here, and that's that.
Well, now, Lum, he's got his heart set on reading it to Cedric, and he's liable to get all riled up if we try to stop him.
Well, let him get riled up. Cedric won't be interested in nothing like that.
I know he won't, Lum, but Papa thinks he will. See, the Peabodys and the Hawkinses are sort of related to one another by a great-uncle on somebody's side once, I believe it was. So, natural, Papa thinks...
Yeah, but Cedric ain't a Hawkins. He's a Weehunt.
I know it, Lum, but...
And even if Cedric was a Hawkins, your Papa ain't going to read that dadgum scrapbook in this store, and that's a finality.
Well, now, Lum, you can go back in the feed room till he gets done reading it.
Till he gets done?
Why, sure.
Don't you recollect how long it taken him to get done the last time he read that thing to us?
Huh?
8 days.
Huh?
He sat there and read off names and dates for 8 days hand-running. I counted them myself.
Doggies, that's right, ain't it?
And that was 25 years ago. No telling how many thousand great-grandchildren he's added on there since then. And that's the dullest one thing I ever heard.
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there. Now, don't say anything to Cedric to scare him away before Papa gets here now, Mom.
Well, it's the only decent thing to do for Cedric, I'll say that.
Don't let him stay now, Mom. Papa wants to talk to him.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Come on in here.
Cedric?
Yeah.
Say, what is my name anyways? Is it Cedric or is it Vesper?
I'll tell you what it is. It's Cedric Weehunt.
Why, sure.
I'm going to die feared of that. I knowed I oughtn't to have did it.
Oughtn't to have did what?
Well, the other day after I got done talking to your papa, I went over and had my driver's license changed to Vesper Hawkins.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you oughtn't to have did that, Cedric. But I think for the rest of today, though, you just better act like that's who you are anyway.
Act like I'm Vesper, you mean?
Yeah. See, Papa's coming over here to show you something interesting pretty soon.
Yeah, something interesting.
Yeah. And I want you to act like you're enjoying it. Well, fact is, I know you will enjoy it, Cedric.
Oh, yeah. You're in for a wonderful time of it, Cedric.
Yeah.
Well, good for me, boy.
Fact is, you're going to enjoy yourself so much that you'll more than likely commit suicide along about the fourth day.
Mom?
Cedric, don't pay no attention to Lum.
What did Mr. Lum say?
He never said nothing. He was just joshing me.
Oh, did he say a joke?
Yeah.
Boy, that's what I like, jokes. I laugh at them sometimes.
Yeah, well, try not to laugh at nothing you hear today, Cedric, because Papa said...
Uh-oh. There comes the history of the Peabody family and all its branches out there.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's Papa. Now, listen, Cedric, when he comes...
Look at him talking to himself. He must be getting a running start on one of the branches.
Yeah. Open the door for him, Mom.
He's opening in his cell.
I've got chronic blood pressure. I get a crick in my left arm here. I broke it 9 years ago, but outside of that, I feel fine, Charlie.
Who are you talking to, Papa?
Why, Charlie Redfield here. Him and me... Wait a minute. Whereabouts is Charlie?
Well, ain't nobody with you, Papa.
Well, that's curious. I met him about a mile down the road, and he asked me how I was feeling. He must not have waited for an answer, I guess.
Yeah, well, he more than likely had some work to do. Here, you better sit down here and rest yourself now.
Yeah, take the rocker here, Mr. Peabody. Yeah. It's more comfort than the other chair.
What's your blast, Tom?
I ain't Tom. I'm Lum. Lum
Edwards. Yes, sir. Charlie Redfield is just like the rest of you youngins nowadays. Jumpy and rattle-brained.
Charlie ain't no youngin.
Too much rootin' and tootin'.
Oh, don't get on that subject now, Papa. You come over here and show Vesper.
Too many box suppers.
Yeah, listen, that's Papa. Vesper Hawkins is here waiting to hear about the history of the Peabody family.
Is that what I'm waiting for?
Yeah.
Too much rootin' and tootin', that's what... Where's Vesper Hawkins? He's the one I want to see.
He's standing right here in front of you, Papa.
Oh, yeah. Well, sit down, Vesper. Sit down.
Yes, Mom.
See,
I'm already sitting down.
I've got something here to show you, Vesper boy. Here's... don't just stand there. Get a chair for Tom. Can't you see Tom is just dying to hear this, too?
I'm feared I've got a lot of work to do, Mr. Peabody. I'll listen to it some other time.
Yeah, Mom will hear you read it some other time, Papa. You just go ahead now and read it to Vesper here.
Vesper boy, I got something here to show you. Do you recollect your granddaddy, Euclid Hawkins?
No, Mom, I don't believe I do.
Why, sure you do, Cedric.
Do I, sure
you know Euclid, or whatever his name is.
Oh, well, I reckon I do then. How is Euclid?
He died.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Just when I was getting to know him, too.
Yeah, that was a nice long acquaintance you and him had.
Lum, why don't you go back in the feed room or Somers?
Yes, sir. Euclid Hawkins died in 19... Wait a minute. I'll look it up for you.
Look it up by all means. Vesper can hardly wait here.
Lum, don't you have to go to the post office or someplace?
Yeah, but I can go later. I'm beginning to enjoy this. You have to hear this history over several times before you get into the spirit of it.
Now, here it is. Uriah Shire Peabody died March the 10th, 1891.
What about Euclid Hawkins, Papa?
What's that, sonny?
Oh, nothing. Never mind.
There he is. 1891. Uriah was a great man. He was buried in the same graveyard that Fraser Berwick was.
Fraser Berwick. Who's that?
Is that another one of my old friends?
Fraser Berwick was a second cousin of Ravina Rittman's father. He could raise himself up in the air by magic.
By magic?
Yep.
Oh, Papa, now nobody could do that.
Fraser could do it. I saw him do it myself. He'd lay down on two chairs, throw himself into a trance. Yes, he'd float right straight up in the air, about a foot and a half.
Float up in the air? Papa, you know better than
that. Yeah, that's plumb ridiculous, Mr.
Why, sure.
Well, he done it. I seen him do it. He He might have even went up 2 foot.
I'd love to see him do that.
Yes, sir, right off.
I could learn to do that.
Oh, would you like to see him do it, Vesper?
Yes, Wolf, I sure would.
Hey, well, come along, Vesper. I'll take you over there. I'll bet you. Abner, take care of the family history till we get back.
Yeah,
come
sure.
Along, Vesper.
Yes, Mom, I'm coming.
Doggies, Mom, you don't reckon a feller could actually do that, do you?
You raise yourself up in the air without no helping?
Yeah, I'll just float around in the air that way.
Of course he couldn't. I don't think. Hardly. Granny's, I wonder. No, I don't believe so.
No, I don't think he could.
No.
Papa's wrong about that. All right, Long, I reckon maybe I better make a deliveries right now.
No, I was just thinking, Abner, maybe I ought to make them today myself.
Huh?
Give you a nice rest. Are the deliveries all put up?
Yeah, they're all put up, but I don't just wait a minute now, Long. I'm going with you. Whereabouts does that Fraser Barrack live, anyway?
I don't know, but we better hurry up. Wait a minute. What's the matter with us?
Huh?
This Fraser Barrack feller died back in 1891, he said.
I know it. That's why I want to see it. That's the best part of the trip.